With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Laura Satsui. Visitors are being ordered to leave some parts of Yosemite National Park by noon on Wednesday due to a nearby wildfire. FM89's Carrie Klein reports the Ferguson fire has consumed over 36,000 acres southwest of the park and is only 25% contained.
Park officials have announced they're evacuating Yosemite Valley, as well as Highway 41 and the town of Wawona. Park spokesman Scott Gedeman says that's mostly due to smoke from the Ferguson fire pouring into the park.
With the high pressure system, we just haven't had much wind. And so Yosemite Valley, of course, being a valley, and the Merced River Canyon, you've just got that smoke that just sits there.
Gedeman says firefighters will also use that space to store equipment and conduct preventive operations.
We're working very closely with the incident management team on some possible what's called backburning operations, where we could potentially burn along Highway 41 toward the fire.
The fire broke out on Friday the 13th and has killed one bulldozer operator from Mariposa. Park officials expect the closures to remain in effect until Sunday. It's the first time Yosemite Valley has been closed due to a wildfire since 1990. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.